time to start our day with Morning Money and Quint Tatro, president and founder of Jewel Financial. Hey, good morning, Quint.
Hey, good morning, Jack. How are you?
I'm good. What's happening today, sir?
Well, we're getting the overflow of yesterday's news regarding the tariffs on steel and aluminum. That's really the big deal that's really, spreading throughout the market. I always find it interesting. I've spent the last 2 hours this morning researching the history of tariffs, imports, and, by noon I'll be an expert on all things metal tariffs and so forth. But, yeah, we're slumping again today, down about a half of 1%. I think we're going to be ugly for a while, and I think this has been what the market has been trying to tell us. But nonetheless, these tariffs, they're just the uncertainty. And I think what's interesting is everybody's talking about how we're going to now enter a trade war with China. But if you really look at it, one thing that I learned this morning is we don't import a lot of steel from China at all. In fact, our biggest importers come from Canada and South Korea and some other places. So I don't know, exactly what this is going to do. There's just a lot of uncertainty, and when you have that, then the market tends to overreact. This, ironically, and I didn't like this news, was overshadowed by Putin's claim yesterday to have developed a completely undetectable nuclear missile. Now, we're brushing that off.
Yeah,
but, I don't like those words. That's for sure.
I don't either. I'm with you. How about a financial fact this morning?
Well, Daniel touched on this a little bit on I think it was Wednesday, but I wanted to bring it up again because with all the negativity, it's hard to we've got to still look at the positive. But in 2012, an inventor by the name of Jamie Sminoff, he wasn't able to hear his doorbell from his garage where he was working, so he modernized the traditional doorbell, complete with internet connectivity. Well, that little invention, you may have heard of the company, became a small company called Ring, which has been showing up on door ways throughout the country.
Yeah.
And this week, they were acquired by Amazon for a cool $1 billion.
Wow, no kidding.
Yeah.
That's
so it's still, the American dream is still alive and well, for sure.
Fantastic. Have a great weekend.
You too, Jack.